Good afternoon from the DeWitt Gymnasium on the campus of Dort University in Sioux Center, Iowa, as we get set for Great Plains Athletic Conference basketball between the Dort Defenders and the Dakota Wesleyan Tigers. Dakota Wesleyan comes into today's contest 3-4 in the conference, 5-4 overall, while the Defenders are 5-4 in the conference and 6-6 overall. Good afternoon. My name is Mike Biker. I'll be describing the action to you as it unfolds in front of us here at the DeWitt Gym. The Defenders are coming off a little bit of time off, about a week and a half, actually, from when they faced Mount Marty in Yankton, South Dakota, about a week ago, or I should say a week and a half ago, 2 weeks. This coming Saturday, Dort overcame a sluggish start to forge the victory in that one, and it was fortunate that the Defenders got a victory in that one, while the Dakota Wesleyan Tigers have been in action as recently as December the 22nd, when they were victorious over Hastings at the Corn Palace. Let's take a closer look at these two teams. First of all, Dakota Wesleyan. The Tigers have secured back-to-back wins in GPAC play after losing three in a row from December 9th through the 16th to Northwestern, Jamestown, and Morningside. No slouches in that group. Hayden Pitch leads the team with 14.2 points per game, and she averages 4.1 rebounds per contest. Maddie Reiner puts in 11.9 points per game with 6.7 rebounds, and Jada Campbell's averages 10 points per game with 7.7 rebounds. Campbell is converting 46.7% of her field goal attempts. Corin Clausen adds 6.4 points per game, and she has played in seven games. Haley Mork has a 5.7 points per game average. Wesleyan is scoring 68.7 points per game. They allow 62. The Tigers are out-rebounding teams 40.3 to 33.1. Jason Christensen's team is converting 39.8% of its field goal attempts and 33.5% of its three-point attempts. For the Defenders, they're back to even in the grand scheme of things. Through 12 out of 25 games, they are 6-6. Let's see if the Defenders can continue their winning ways. They won 5 out of 6 heading into the Christmas break. They're outscoring teams 71.3 to 69.6, and they out-rebound teams 45 to 34.6. Aston Verbeek is scoring 14.2 points per game while grabbing 9.5 rebounds per contest, and she is making 47% of her field goal attempts. She's averaging just over 2 assists per game. Bailey Beckman scores 13.7 points per game with just under 3 assists per outing, and she leads the team with 17 steals. Erica Feenster's scoring average is 12.8 points per game, and her rebounding average is 5.5. Dort had to battle through a sluggish performance on Saturday, December 19th, before prevailing 62-56 over Mount Marty. The Defenders converted 12 of 28 three-point shots on the way to the win. Wesleyan turned away Hastings 68-60 on December 22. Maddie Reiner scored 20 on 8 of 15 shooting. Hayden Pitch added 14. Campbell was good for 10. Dakota Wesleyan led at every quarter break and put the game out of reach with a 20-11 run in the third quarter. These two teams were originally scheduled to play in November. Dakota Wesleyan dealt with some COVID issues, as many teams have this year, and they had to call off that game, moved it to today, and it appears we will have a nice contingent of fans on hand for this December 31 afternoon contest. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, kdcr88.5.com. Here's your starting lineup, first of all, for the Dort Defenders. They will start Erica Feenstra, 6-foot senior from Hull, averaging 12.8 points per game. Number 11 is Bailey Tetzloff, a 5'10 senior from Brookings, averaging 5.3 points per outing. Bailey Backman's a 5'5 sophomore from Panora, averaging 13.7 points per outing. Number 21 is Jordan Winterfeld, a 5'5 junior from Sioux Center, averaging 4.4 points per game. And number 25 is Ashton Verbeek, a 6'2 junior from Sioux Center, averaging 14.2 points per game. For Dakota Wesleyan, they will start number 2, Kaylee Kirk, a 5'5 junior from Ballaton, Minnesota, averaging 4.4 points per game. Number 10 is Wren Ostis, a 5'9 sophomore from DeSmet, South Dakota, averaging 5 points per game. Number 20 is Hayden Pitch, a 5'5 freshman from Prior Lake, Minnesota, averaging 14.2 points per outing. Number 34 is Maddie Reiner, a 5'10 sophomore from Tripp, South Dakota, averaging 11.9 points per game. And number 44 is Jada Campbell, a 6'4 junior from Alexandria, South Dakota, averaging 10 points per contest. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR885.com. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with the opening tip from the DeWitt right after this. Welcome back to the DeWitt Gym, where the Dort Defenders are getting set to face Dakota Wesleyan, and we've gone through the starting lineup, so we'll tell you about them again. It's Feenstra, Tetzloff, Beckman, Winterfeld, and Verbeek for the Defenders. For Dakota Wesleyan is Kirk, Ostis, Pitch, Reiner, and Campbell for Coach Jason Christensen. Jason Christensen, longtime head coach at Dakota Wesleyan, has had much success leading the Tigers and a team that seems to be finding its footing here as the season goes along. They've got a freshman in Hayden Pitch, and she has been very productive, and she leads them in scoring. And containing her, the 5'5 freshman from Prior Lake, Minnesota, will obviously be a point of emphasis for the Defenders. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR885.com. For those of you watching online or those who are searching and are listening via KDCR, a reminder that you can now watch the Defenders on YouTube. Search Dort University Defender Athletics. And you can also access our live stream via Vimeo, and that is a link off of our front page, just like always. Opening tap is controlled by the Defenders, and here we go. Pass goes right side over to Winterfeld. Winterfeld with it on the right wing, picks up her dribble, passes it back out front to Feenstra. Feenstra gives it off to Beckman. Beckman with the basketball, using upper dribble, 12 to shoot. Left side pass to Verbeek. Verbeek with the ball, reversal, right side Beckman. Beckman steps into it. And we've got an arm bar called on Dakota Wesley, and that's going to go on Hayden Pitch, I believe. Foul number one on Hayden Pitch. File that one away in the memory bank if you are Dort Defenders and on defense. That arm bar came out pretty easily, and a quick foul gets called. Right side Feenstra, fresh 20 for Dort to work with. With it is Winterfeld. Winterfeld to Verbeek. Verbeek with it on the right elbow. Kicks it back over. Left side, Tetzloff. Tetzloff lets fly with the three. Too strong, no good. And long rebound is taken away by Campbell. Campbell with the basketball. Campbell gives it up to Ostis. Ostis with it on the right side. Ostis lobs it down low for Campbell. Campbell working against Verbeek. Shot with the left hand, no good. Rebound to Feenstra. Feenstra hits the deck. It's controlled by the Tigers. Kirk. Kirk gives it up to Campbell. Campbell with a two-point basket. Jada Campbell with a two-point basket. That all started with Dakota Wesleyan able to hustle for the rebound as Feenstra was unable to secure it. Pass goes into the right corner. Feenstra. Feenstra drains a triple from the right corner, and the Defenders lead it 3-2. 3-2, Defenders. Wesleyan has it on the left-hand side. Tigers working with the basketball. This is Kirk. Kirk goes right back over to Hayden Pitch. Pitch down to the baseline. Pitch, step back, 15-footer, lets it fly. Too strong, no good. Rebound fought for, and the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by the Defenders. Ostis and Winterfeld went for it. Ball ends up out of bounds. They say that Winterfeld touched it last, and Dakota Wesleyan has a fresh 20 seconds to work with. They throw it into the corner. With it out front is Ostis. Ostis for the basketball on the wing. Ostis goes down to the corner, gives it up. Jumper short from the left block is Maddie Reiner. Reiner with a two-point basket, and the Defenders trail 4-3. Right side with the basketball. This is Beckman. Beckman tries to feed it inside to Verbeek, and Verbeek unable to hang on to it. Bounce pass down low, and it looks like Tetzloff tips it away. Out of bounds, it'll be Dakota Wesleyan basketball. Wesleyan throwing it in. This will be Pitch throwing it in. Right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Glad to have you along with me on a Thursday afternoon. Don't know what day of the week it means anymore, even. Pass goes right side Pitch. Pitch with it, and Pitch is fouled on the play. That's going to go against Tetzloff, and that's the same call that was whistled on the other end. That arm bar with Tetzloff. Pitch got called for one on Dakota Wesleyan's defensive end. Now Tetzloff gets called for one on the Dort end. Pitch down to the baseline. Cut off, and a blocking foul called on Ashton Verbeek as she was just a little late in the help defense. And Dakota Wesleyan, a productive possession, if for no other reason than forcing a couple of fouls on the defenders early. With the basketball out front, Austis. Austis pass down low, taken away by Winterfeld. Winterfeld with the basketball. Winterfeld brings it up, left hand side it goes. Feed it underneath. Feenstra. Feenstra count the hoop and she is fouled. Erica Feenstra flashing through the lane. Got the pass on the near block or the left block as you face the basket. She was able to turn and score and got fouled in the process. Free throw on the way. Trying to complete the three-point play is Feenstra. And Feenstra whispers that one through. She's got all 6 points for the defenders so far. 6-4, our score. Bringing the basketball into the front court is Kirk. Kirk with the basketball. Kirk goes right side over to Reiner. Reiner with it. Reiner driving. Stops. Pops. 10-footer. No good. And a push called against Jada Campbell. Campbell got an arm in the back of Ashton Verbeek and was able to knock her off balance. And here come the defenders. For the basketball is Winterfeld. Winterfeld brings it up. Winterfeld passes it back over to Verbeek. Verbeek with the ball. Right side it goes. Verbeek gets it back. Into the corner. Beckman. Beckman 15 to shoot. Verbeek fakes left. Goes right. Beckman 3 on the way. No good. But a foul on the play. It's going to be called on Feenstra. So the defenders, 3 team fouls already. Fortunately for the defenders, all of them against different players. So 1 foul apiece against 3 different players for Dort so far. Pass goes left side, Austis. Austis for the basketball, looking down low. Austis pass goes out front to Pitch. Pitch for the basketball, drives the lane, off balance shot, no good. Fight for the basketball, and the putback is good for Maddie Reiner. Reiner gets free for the putback. We're tied 6-6. 6-6 our score. Pass goes right corner, Feenstra. Feenstra reverses it over the top, Winterfeld. Ball fake into the lane. Her runner is blocked, and the rebound is tipped out of bounds. Last touch by the defenders. It will be Dakota Wesleyan basketball. 6-6 our score. And you might hear in the background assistant coach Kyle Lindberg yelling to the defenders, get the first rebound, first board. Austis lets fly with a slingshot three. It's good. Ryan Austis with the three-point basket, and the defenders trail 9-6. 9-6 our score. Beckman. Beckman goes right side to Winterfeld, tries to pass it down low, and it's taken away by Reiner. Left side pass, pitch, pitch, three, rattles, no good. Rebound cleared by Campbell. Campbell with the basketball, gives it back to Kirk. Kirk's shot blocked, and the rebound is cleared by Verbeek. Verbeek with the basketball. Verbeek across the timeline. Verbeek left side, goes into Tetzloff. Tetzloff looking down low, 20 to shoot for the defenders. Pass into the corner, Verbeek. Verbeek steps in, 15-footer, too strong, no good. And the rebound is cleared by Pitch. Pitch for the basketball. Pitch gives it up to Kirk. Kirk back over to Pitch. Pitch at the top of the key. Left side, Austis. Austis to Campbell. Campbell, crossover move. Her left-handed shot, no good. Rebound cleared by Verbeek. Verbeek gets it ahead to Winterfeld. Winterfeld underneath Feenstra. Feenstra puts it up, and it got blocked from behind. Rebound cleared by Tetzloff. Tetzloff with the basketball, 19 to shoot. Stepping into the three, shot no good by Verbeek. Rebound cleared by Dakota Wesleyan. Wesleyan with the basketball, Austis. Austis drives in, left-handed shot is good. Ran Austis with a two-point basket, and the defenders trail 11-6. 11-6 our score. Verbeek, Beckman, Beckman, right elbow, jumper, 15-footer, no good. Rebound cleared, Tetzloff, turnaround in the lane, 10-footer, straight on, good. Bailey Tetzloff with a two-point basket. Dort with reserves waiting at the scorer's table as we go past the midpoint of the first quarter. With the basketball out front is Kirk. Kirk, they run a set. This is Campbell. Campbell gives it up to Pitch. Pitch with it out front, guarded there by Feenstra. Comes back to Austis. Ball passed down low, tipped. Winterfeld comes away with it as she fronts the post. They give it up Beckman. Beckman trying to feed it underneath for Feenstra, and the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by the defenders. It'll be Dakota Wesleyan basketball. Nearly wholesale changes for the defenders. Stamnes, Shemileski, Gustafson, and Van Holzen are all in for the defenders. Beckman stays on the floor for Dort. Sydney Dunn is in for Dakota Wesleyan. Wesleyan will stay with their point guard, Kaylee Kirk, as well. She's guarded by Shemileski. Otherwise, it's four new players for Wesleyan. Pull up from 12, missed, no good. Rebound deflected, and Van Holzen comes away with it. She hands it off to Beckman. Beckman with a basketball, 3:55 left to play in the first quarter. Right side pass, it goes. They give it up to Gustafson. Left side, Stamness underneath to Van Holzen. And a jump ball called, alternating possession. It will be Dakota Wesleyan basketball. So Dakota Wesleyan will inbound the basketball. Tigers have it. Kaylee Kirk. Kirk passes back over to Haley Mork. Mork, right side, jumper, five-footer, good for Dakota Wesleyan and Natalie Gottlob. Gottlob with the two-point basket. And Dakota Wesleyan with a five-point lead at 13-8. Pass inside to Van Holzen. Van Holzen outside Gustafson gives it up to Beckman. Beckman three-pointer, no good. And the rebound is cleared by Dakota Wesleyan. Wesleyan with the basketball up towards midcourt. They stop. They give it off to Kirk. Kirk with the basketball. Kirk with it back out front. Kaylee Kirk, 5'5 junior from Ballaton, Minnesota. Working against Shemileski, the junior for Dort from Mayer, Minnesota. She fights over the top of the screen. Pass goes right side. Shot on the way is up and down. Gottlob with back-to-back field goals. And Wesleyan has opened up a 15-8 advantage. With the basketball, Stamness. Stamness with the basketball. Stamness gives to Gustafson. Crossover. Her shot no good. Gets her own rebound back. Muscles it up. No good. Rebound Van Holzen. Van Holzen, two-point putback is good. 15-10. Wesleyan basketball. Pass it out front to Kirk. Kirk with it. Kirk on the right-hand side gives it up to Enan. And a travel called against Gottlob. Natalie Gottlob off of the bench knocks down a couple of shots. And she promptly checks out of the ballgame. So Wesleyan rotating five new players into the game now. They go with four of their starters. And Isabel Enan stays in the contest. Right side, Stamness. Dort down 5, 15-10, 1:50 remaining. First quarter. Pass goes to Van Holzen. Van Holzen, Stamness. Three-pointer right corner, no good. Rebound Van Holzen. Van Holzen out front to Beckman. Beckman into the corner. Van Holzen long two, no good. Rebound Shemileski. Shemileski back outside to Beckman. Van Holzen lets fly with another three. That one no good. Rebound Shemileski, and Shemileski is fouled on the play. Shemileski with the offensive rebound. Charge to the foul to Isabel Enan. And with it on the right-hand side will be Shemileski. Shemileski throwing the ball in. Maya looking. Gets it into Stamness, and Stamness is held on the play by Austis. Ren Austis. And she will check out of the ballgame. Aspen Hansen checks in. Santa Stamness will go to the free throw line, shoot her first free throws this season. First free throw is up and good. Another one on the way for Stamness. 15-11, our score. Second free throw is on the way for Stamness. That one's up and down as well. So Sienna Stamness in the scorebook, making it 15-12, defenders down three. Feenstra will guard the inbounds pass. Wesleyan basketball. This is Kirk. Kirk with the basketball. Kirk gives it up to Pitch. Pitch in the backcourt. Throws it up towards midcourt. And they get it across just in front of the 10 seconds call. Right side three on the way. Rattles in and out. No good. Rebound fought for. Feenstra comes up with it. And the defenders will call for a timeout. Timeout on the floor. You're listening. The KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR88.5.com. We'll take a break and be back with more from the DeWitt right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR885.com. And here come the defenders of the basketball, trailing by three. 1 minute and 5 seconds remaining until the end of the first quarter. Feenstra passes back out front, Beckman. Beckman right side, three on the way, is up and good. Three-point basket for Macy Nielsen, the freshman from Sioux Falls. Ties the game at 15 with 51 seconds remaining in the first quarter. Wesleyan promptly throws it away on the other end. Aspen Hansen unable to reel that one in. Ball goes out of bounds. And here come the defenders with the basketball, bringing it up. That is Beckman. Beckman gets the return pass, goes right side over to Nielsen. Comes back out front. On the left-hand side, kick it into the corner. Nothing there. Verbeek, 14-footer, left elbow, good. Ashton Verbeek with a two-point basket, and the defenders have now scored nine in a row. 20 seconds remaining here in the first period. Wesleyan basketball, they can hold for the final shot of the quarter if they want. Pitch with it out front, throws over the top. Shot off the glass is good for Manny Reiner on the backdoor cut. 17-17, 3 seconds remaining. Pass ahead to Feenstra. Feenstra puts it up. Shot is partially blocked. No good. And that's the end of the first quarter. We're tied 17-17. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Back with the second quarter of play right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR885.com. 17-17 through one quarter of play, Dort basketball. They give it to Nielsen. Nielsen with it, swiped at it, picks it up near midcourt, passes it off to Tetzloff. Tetzloff with it, picks up her dribble, throws it to Verbeek. Verbeek on the left-hand side, backing in, puts up the spin move, shot no good. Rebound taken away by Tetzloff. Tetzloff, Winterfeld. Winterfeld, three, no good. Rebound Tetzloff, and Tetzloff had it stripped away from her. Coming back the other way, Dakota Wesleyan. Wesleyan with the basketball, Kirk. Kirk on the left-hand side, gives it up to Pitch. Pitch with the basketball. Pitch comes back out front to Kirk. Kirk with the ball. Kirk looking for someone to pass to. Gives it up to Campbell. Campbell comes back over. This is Mork. Campbell, they give it up on the cut, and missing is Maddie Reiner. Not because Dort's defense, she was open. Pass underneath Feenstra. Feenstra has to turn and fire it in to try and save it. And here comes Dakota Wesleyan. Wesleyan with the basketball. This is Kirk. Kirk into the corner. Her 15-footer is shot no good. Rebound taken away by Tetzloff. Tetzloff with the basketball. Tetzloff will bring it up the floor and hands it off to Nielsen. Nielsen hit a three moments ago. And there's Verbeek. Verbeek giving it up to Feenstra. Feenstra with a two-point basket. And Feenstra now with eight. Dort leads 19-17. 19-17, defenders by a deuce with a basketball. Right side, Kirk. They feed it underneath. And getting free is Campbell. Campbell shot no good. Rebound taken away by Verbeek. Verbeek with the basketball, gives it back over to Nielsen. Nielsen with it across the timeline, picks up her dribble, throws it left corner, Tetzloff. Tetzloff, three, good. Bailey Tetzloff, the senior from Brookings, her second field goal, and the defenders open up a 22-17 advantage. Kirk with the basketball. Kirk throws it out front for Mork. Mork gives it up to Pitch. Pitch to Campbell. Campbell, 15-footer, can't get it to go. Rebound fought for. Underneath, nothing there for Reiner, and we have a 3 seconds in the lane violation called on Reiner as she's unable to get the pass thrown out to the perimeter, ends up with the basketball camped in the lane, and she gets whistled for 3 seconds. So 3 seconds in the lane, violation against Dakota Wesleyan. Dort with a 5-point lead at 22-17, 7:46 remaining here in the first half. Tetzloff with the basketball goes to Verbeek. Verbeek, ball over her head, down to the baseline, cut off. Fires it back out front, Beckman. Beckman goes Verbeek. Verbeek, Gustafson. Gustafson lost the handle on it, and it goes out of bounds. Last touch by the defenders. It will be Dakota Wesleyan basketball. So Wesleyan gets it back on the turnover. And back we go the other way. Bringing the basketball into the front court is Kaylee Kirk. Kirk with it on the right-hand side. Kirk uses up her dribble, feeds it down low for Pitch, and it's thrown away. Tried to get it to Pitch and threw it out of the range of Hayden Pitch, 5'5 freshman from Prior Lake, Minnesota. She was trying to get onto the block and post up with the basketball. This is Tetzloff. Tetzloff into the corner, Winterfeld. Post-entry pass for Verbeek. And she is double-teamed, has it knocked away from her by the help defense from Kaylee Kirk. Ball goes out of bounds, last touch by the defender, by Dakota Wesleyan. It'll be defender basketball. Beckman throwing the ball in. Beckman tries to find Gustafson. We've got a foul called on the inbounds play. It's going to go on Gottlob. That's her first. Team foul number one against Dakota Wesleyan in this quarter, and that's the first foul called on either team here in the first 3 minutes of the second quarter. Gustafson dribbling in, and Gustafson dribbles it off of her shin and out of bounds. It'll be Dakota Wesleyan basketball. So Dort turns it over. Looks like the first game back from Christmas break is what it looks like. You can practice all you want, but until you get the juices flowing, play a competitive game, you just don't know how things are going to go. And just takes a little bit to get that timing back, even though it was a relatively short layoff. Tigers basketball, Pitch. Pitch with it in between the circles, 15 to shoot. Pitch with the basketball, driving left-hand side. Gives it up to Kirk. Kirk, 12-footer, hangs on the rim and falls through. Kaylee Kirk with a two-point basket, and the defender lead is 22-19. 22-19, pass underneath to Feenstra, and Feenstra is fouled on the play. Feenstra is fouled. That's charged to number 32, Sinaya Dunn. Sinaya Dunn whistled for the personal as Feenstra got fouled on the way up. So Erica Feenstra shooting two. She's a 79% free throw shooter this season, and that's basically where she has been her entire career. Beckman out of the ballgame. Shemileski in for the defenders. Feenstra, first one on the way. Good. Another one on the way for Feenstra. She's got 9 first half points. Defenders lead 23-19. They were down at one point, 15-8. That was their largest deficit. Feenstra makes them both. She's got 10, and the defender lead is 5, 24-19. 24-19, our score, Tiger basketball. On the left-hand side with the basketball, this is Maddie Reiner. Throw right side over to Kirk. Kirk with the basketball in the lane. Kick out, Pitch. Pitch, 3, high archer, good. Hayden Pitch with her first field goal, and the defender lead is 24-22. Winterfeld tries to feed it underneath for Feenstra. Feenstra gets control of it, puts it up in traffic, and she is fouled. She'll go to the free throw line to shoot two. So Erica Feenstra is fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Dunn. That's number 2 on her. And Erica Feenstra will shoot a pair of free throws. Feenstra, over 1,700 career points now with her start today. She's at 1,706, 1,707 with that made free throw. Second free throw on the way. Trying to make it a four-point ball game. This one's up and good as well. So Feenstra with a pair of free throws. And the defender lead is 26-22. 26-22, our score. Right side with the basketball, this is Reiner. Reiner, beyond the three-point line, feeds it down low for Campbell. Campbell puts it up over the top of Feenstra. And a foul on the play is going to go against the defenders and Erica Feenstra, and that is 2 on her. 2 fouls on Feenstra now. Campbell will go to the free throw line. She'll shoot a pair. First one is up and good. Another free throw on the way for Jada Campbell, a 6'4 junior from Alexandria, South Dakota, averaging 10 points per game coming into the contest. And she makes them both. She's got 4. 26-24, our score. Winterfeld with the basketball. Doored up to 5:27 remaining in the first half. Stamness with the basketball. Right side. Comes back out front. Winterfeld. Winterfeld lobs it in for Feenstra. Feenstra shot no good. Rebound fought for. Shimoleski has it blocked by Campbell. And the rebound is cleared by Dakota Wesleyan. Wesleyan with the basketball. Right hand side. The throw to Enan. Enan kicks it back out. Three-pointer on the way for Reiner is good. 9 for Reiner, and the defenders trail 27-26. Left side it goes to Feenstra. Feenstra short corner, Shemileski. Shemileski with it. Bounces it in for Gustafson. Gustafson with the basketball. Gustafson back it goes. Left side, Feenstra, 3, missed, no good, short. Rebound taken away by Wesleyan and Reiner. Reiner gets it ahead to Isabel Enan. Enan with the basketball. Enan in between the lane, between the circles out front. She gives it up on the left wing, extended. This is Kirk, well beyond the three-point line. Goes right side over to Pitch. Pitch with the basketball. Pitch in between the circles out front. Tries it again, going against Stamness. Throws up the shot, no good, and the rebound is tipped away from behind by Dakota Wesleyan, and Feenstra taps it out of bounds. She touches it last. It will be Dakota Wesleyan basketball. So Wesleyan inbounding the basketball and throwing the ball in is Wren Ostis. Ostis throwing it in, and she throws it into the corner. Well, the basketball is Imberry. Now Kirk. Kirk out front, right elbow, hesitates, drives in against Nielsen, and her shot is good. Not bad defense that time by Nielsen, but Kirk with a two-point bucket. Wesleyan extends their lead to 3, 29-26. So Wesleyan right now on a 7-0 run after Dort was up 26-22. Ending the run is Bailey Beckman with a pull-up jumper from the left baseline, and the defenders trail 29-28. 3:44 remaining, first half. Kirk has it on the left side, guarded by Nielsen. They throw it into the corner. Now Enan. Enan with it on the right-hand side. Ostis. Ostis driving with the right hand, clearing a path with the left. Pass down low. This is Gottlob. Gottlob's layup is good. She's able to get around the defenders, and Ashton Verbeek. It's 31-28. Into the front court is Beckman. Beckman with the basketball. Long ways to go in this one. 3:15 remaining in the half. Verbeek in traffic, and she is held on the play. Foul's going to go against Grace Imberry. Imberry whistled for the personal foul. That's foul number 4 against Wesleyan in this quarter. Dort will throw it in, trailing by 3. Nielsen to throw it in left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Lob pass over the top to Verbeek. Verbeek driving in, scoops it up, shot no good. And the shot by Verbeek, high off of glass, actually contacts the shot clock above the backboard. And the turnover gives the basketball back to Dakota Wesleyan. Wesleyan with the basketball. This is Pitch. Pitch, a three-point lead for the Tigers. Pitch gives it up left side to Enan. Enan with the basketball. Enan returns it into the corner. 3 from the left corner is good. Haley Mork with the triple, and Wesleyan opens up a 6-point lead, 34-28. Nielsen to Verbeek, Verbeek, Beckman, Beckman underneath Van Hulzen. Van Hulzen shot no good, gets her own rebound back, layup with the right hand, good. Riley Van Hulzen with 4 points. Defenders trail by 4, 34-30, 2:20 remaining in the half. Let's see if the defenders can close the gap and get to the locker room. With the score tied, trailing by 4 right now. Pass right side, Mork. Mork, wing, 3, missed it, no good. Rebound fought for, and Gottlob got it. Comes back over to Enan. Enan, knuckleball, 3-pointer, no good. Mork saves it in. Ball's taken away by Beckman on the save. Beckman with the basketball. Beckman with the left hand, and she is fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Pitch. That's number 2 on her. So Feenster's got 2 for the defenders. Pitch now has 2 for Wesleyan. question will be, does Coach Christensen leave her in for the time being? 1:50 to go till halftime, and Pitts pleading her case. She'd like to stay in the game. Most players would. And checking into the contest will be Wesleyan's Brittany Love. 2 free throws on the way for Bailey Backman. Backman, first shot, good. Backman, an 82% free throw shooter. Defenders trail 31-34, pending another free throw. Trying to cut it down to two. And this one's up and good as well, 34-32. Bailey Backman with 4 points. Defenders trail 34-32. Wesleyan basketball, Kirk. Kirk goes over to Moore. Moore, three, missed it, no good. Rebound. And they let it go out of bounds. Winterfeld lets it go out of bounds. It'll be Dort basketball, and the defenders have a chance to tie or take the lead. 1:35 and counting here in the first half. Left side pass, Backman. Backman feeds it off to Winterfeld. Winterfeld, backdoor cut for Shemileski. Shemileski mishandles it. All she can do is save it in, and here comes Wesleyan. Wesleyan with the basketball. Wesleyan up the floor, ball deflected, thrown away, taken away by Winterfeld. She's got a break opportunity, and she leads Shemileski just a little too far. And the ball's thrown out of bounds. It'll be Dakota Wesleyan basketball. Golden opportunity missed that time by the defenders. Winterfeld a little over-anxious to get that ball to Shemileski. Another dribble or two, and the defender has to commit to one of them. There was only one player back, and there was two or three defenders on the way. Wesleyan of the basketball, ball tipped by Shemileski. 24 seconds on the shot clock. 1:04 on the game clock here in the first half. Wesleyan will throw the ball in. Far sideline, Haley Mork to trigger. Mork gets the ball inbounded to Kaylee Kirk. Kirk with the basketball. Goes right side, Enan, three, missed, no good. And the rebound is tapped out of bounds. It'll be Dort basketball. So Dort gets the ball back. And bringing the basketball into the front court will be the defenders and Backman. Backman to Shemileski. Back over to Backman. Backman at the elbow. Left side pass. It goes to Winterfeld. Winterfeld gives it up. Tetzloff. Tetzloff with it back to Winterfeld. 15 to shoot for the defenders. Cross-court pass. Backman. Three-pointer for the lead. Yes! Three-point basket by Bailey Backman, and the defenders lead at 35-34. 30 seconds and counting here in the first half. Wesleyan basketball. They throw it up the floor. This is Reiner. Reiner all the way down to the right baseline. She's cut off, looking for someone to pass to. Gets it away to Kirk, and they'll run a set play. Will Dakota Wesleyan. Wesleyan with the basketball. Kirk. Kirk feeds it left side. Kirk gives it up. Enan. Enan with the basketball. Mork, 15-footer. Too short, no good, but there for the rebound and the putback with 3 seconds left is Kirk. And that's going to be the end of the first half. Our score, Dakota Wesleyan, 36, Dort, 35. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR885.com. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with our Where Are They Now segment right after this. Welcome back to the DeWitt Gym, where the Dort defenders trailed Dakota Wesleyan 36-35 after Wesleyan was able to grab the lead in the closing moments of the half on a putback of a missed shot to make it 36-35. Dakota Wesleyan in front by a point. Wesleyan led by as many as six at 34-28 late. The defenders went on a 7-0 run to go up 35-34, but were unable to hang on to the lead as we go into the locker room with Wesleyan up by one. Dort was 11 of 31 from the floor for 35.5%, 4 of 11 from the three-point line for 36%, 9 for 9 from the free throw line for 100%. For Dakota Wesleyan, they were 15 of 35 from the floor for 43%, 4 for 10 from the three-point line for 40%, 2 for 2 from the free throw line. Dort with a 21-17 rebounding edge, but they gave up 9 offensive rebounds. Dort with 10 turnovers, Dakota Wesleyan with 7. The defenders were led by Erica Feenstra's 12 points in the first half. Bailey Beckman has 7, and Bailey Tetzloff has 5. 3 for Macy Nielsen, 2 for Ashton Verbeek, and Sienna Stamnes, 4 for Riley Benholzen to go along with 4 rebounds. 5 rebounds for Ashton Verbeek, 4 for Bailey Tetzloff, 3 on the offensive end. 3 assists for Bailey Beckman to lead the defenders in that category, and Jordan Winterfeld has 3 steals. For Dakota Wesleyan, 9 points for Maddie Reiner, 6 for Kaylee Kirk, 5 for Ren Austis, 4 for Jada Campbell, 3 for Hayden Pitch, 3 for Haley Mork, 6 for Natalie Gottlob off of the bench, and they are led in rebounding by Maddie Reiner with 4. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5, back with the second half of play right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Second half of play just about set to begin, and the surprise so far in this one, I guess, has been Natalie Gottlob off of the bench for 6 points. She came into the game averaging less than a point per contest, but she has had an impact in this one so far. Shot by Pitch, no good. Rebound taken away by Campbell. Campbell able to get that offensive rebound, kept it alive, then got it away to Pitch. Pitch put the left-handed layup, and the defenders trail 38-235. Answering 3 by Verbeek, no good, and the rebound is cleared by Kaylee Kirk. Kirk over to Pitch. Pitch for the basketball. Pitch gives it up. Reiner. Reiner back to Pitch. Pitch in and out, no good. And the rebound is controlled by Verbeek. Verbeek hands it off to Winterfeld. Winterfeld with it. Winterfeld will take it up the floor. Winterfeld gives it off right side to Beckman. Beckman back out front. Winterfeld. Winterfeld left side to Verbeek. Verbeek with the basketball. Verbeek to Feenstra. Feenstra on the perimeter, and she's hacked on the arm by Jada Campbell. Campbell whistled for the personal foul. That's foul number 2 on her. So the foul called against Campbell. Inbounding the basketball are the defenders and Tetzloff. This is Winterfeld. Picks up her dribble, reverses it back left side over to Verbeek. Verbeek with it into the corner. Beckman. Beckman thought about the 3. Dribble penetration. Kick out pass. Winterfeld. Winterfeld 3. Short. No good. And the rebound is controlled by Wesleyan. Wesleyan up the floor. Pitch. Pitch. Looks for the trailer. Finds Austis on the left side. Her 3. Off the mark. No good. And the rebound taken away by Tetzloff. Tetzloff with the basketball. Back over to Winterfeld. Winterfeld ahead of the pack. It goes to Feenstra. Feenstra off the glass. No good. But she is fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Campbell, and that's number 3 on her. Getting her in foul trouble, though, doesn't seem to be as big of an issue based on the first half results of Natalie Gottlob. And just like that, Gottlob is off of the bench and checking in for, she checks in for Wesleyan. Another free throw on the way for Feenstra. This one's up and good. So Feenstra makes them both. And the defenders trail by 1, 37-38. Feenstra with 14 points this afternoon. Wesleyan over the basketball. Left side pass. It goes to Austis. Austis back right side. Reiner. Reiner gives it up to Pitch. Pitch goes back left side. Austis, 9 to shoot. Now Pitch, 7 to shoot. Guarded by Feenstra. Drives in, throws it right side. Kirk. Kirk back over to Pitch. Pitch, baseline jumper, missed it, no good. And the rebound is tipped and controlled by Austis. She feeds it right side back over to Kirk, and yet another offensive rebound surrendered by the defenders. And the Dort defenders trail 40-37. Much of that due to offensive rebounds for Wesleyan. They have been relentless on the offensive glass. For the tie, Verbeek, 3, good. Ashton Verbeek with 5 points, and the defenders tie it 40-40. 40-40 our score. Back out front, Austis. Austis gives it up left side over to Kirk. Kirk with a pass, deflected, taken away by Tetzloff. Tetzloff driving in, And she lost the handle on it. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touched by the defenders. It'll be Wesleyan basketball. So Wesleyan gets the basketball back. Dort with a steal. But turn it over in transition. Kirk with the basketball. Kirk drives up the floor. Passes left side over to Pitch. Pitch driving in. Scoops it up with the right hand. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Tetzloff. Tetzloff gets it away. Beckman. Beckman driving in. And Beckman is pushed from behind. Who's the foul going to go against? I believe it's going to be on Kirk. Kaylee Kirk whistled for the push. That is foul number three on Wesleyan in this quarter. Throwing the ball in left side of the lane as we face the hoop will be Beckman. Beckman to Trigger. Beckman's pass taken away by Austis. Austis hands it back over to Kirk. Kirk with the basketball. Kirk gives it up over to Mark. Mark on the left wing. Back to Austis. Austis, Kirk. Kirk right wing. Kirk well beyond the three-point line. Guarded there by Beckman. Passes right side. Gottlob. Gottlob misses the shot. Her first miss today. After three makes, here come the defenders. Back the other way, Winterfeld. Winterfeld, left side it goes, Verbeek. Verbeek, free throw line pass. Tetzloff, Tetzloff, kick out Winterfeld for the lead. Yes! Jordan Winterfeld with the three-point basket, and the defenders lead 43-40. 6:16 remaining, third period. Wesleyan has the basketball. Kirk setting the offense for the Tigers. They pass high post, Reiner. Reiner actually has to pop out beyond the three-point line to get it. They feed it underneath, and we've got a hold on the play called against Winterfeld. Winterfeld whistled for personal foul number one. Team foul number one against the defenders in this half. So Feenster checks out along with Beckman and Tetzloff. Throwing the ball in will be Reiner for the defenders. Gustafson, Shimoleski, and Stamnis are in for the defenders. They throw the ball in. Left side, Reiner finds Mork. Mork out front to Pitch. Pitch with the basketball. She passes right side over to Kirk. Kirk back to Pitch. 10 to shoot. Goes left side, Mork. Mork back over to Pitch. Pitch at the top of the key. Tests the waters to the free throw line. Kick out pass. Comes back to Kirk. Kirk with a left hand. Tough shot. She gets it to go. She's got 10. Dort leads 43-42. Gustafson in the lane. Her shot, no good with the right hand. Rebound cleared by Wesleyan. Wesleyan with the basketball back over to Mork. Mork brings it up the floor. Mork to Pitch. Pitch to Kirk. Kirk with the basketball. Dort down, is up one right now. Pitch has it. 15 seconds to go on the shot clock. Gottlob. Gottlob against Verbeek. Puts the shot up, blocked by Verbeek. Verbeek with the basketball in the backcourt. Ashton with the basketball, passes it up the floor, intended for Stamnis, and it's tipped out of bounds by Mork. It'll be Dort basketball. Stamnis to throw the ball in. So Stamnis will trigger it. Stamnis and Winterfeld. 23 seconds on the shot clock for the defenders. 5:07 left in the period. Dort leading 43-42. 5 minutes and counting now. With it, Winterfeld goes right side, Stamnis. Gustafson back out front, Verbeek. Verbeek thought about the three. Spins into the lane, back over to Stamnis. Three in and out, no good. Rebound cleared by Wesleyan and Dunn. Dunn gets it ahead to Austis. Austis with the basketball. Austis passes it back out front. She gives it up left side to Embry. Embry to Austis to Kirk. Kirk on the right wing beyond the three-point line. Brings it back to the point in between the circles. Backs out to the half-court circle. Tests the waters with the right hand. Passes right side Pitch. Pitch three. High arcer no good. Rebound deflected. Picked up by Verbeek. Verbeek with the basketball. Winterfeld. Winterfeld gives it up. Shimoleski. Shimoleski takes it in. Draws contact. No call made. Comes back left side. Out front it goes. Verbeek. Verbeek splashes in a three. Ashton Verbeek with 8 points. Dort leads 46-42. Wesleyan basketball, 4:05 remaining in the third period. With it out front is Kirk. She's guarded there by Stamnis. Backs out to near center court. She passes left side Austis. Ball deflected, and it goes out of bounds. Last touched by Shimoleski. It'll be Wesleyan basketball. Verbeek will check out. Stamness and Winterfeld also check out. Feenstra, Nielsen, and Beckman are back in the game. For Westland, Embry, pitch, Kirk, Austis, and Embry. Nope, I said Embry. Dunn, that is. Pass goes right side, pitch. Pitch drives in, lost her footing, dribbles it out of bounds. It'll be Dort basketball. So Dort gets it back after the turnover. 3:43 remaining in the third period. Dort with a chance to extend the six-point lead. The defenders have led by as many as five today, 24-19. That was back in the first half. Left side pass, it goes to Gustafson. Gustafson into the corner, Nielsen. Nielsen thought about the three. Comes back to Maya. Maya, jumper in the lane. The runner actually is good from straight on. Maya Shemileski, little eight-footer in the lane. 48-42, Dort leads by six. Biggest lead of the ball game. Wesleyan basketball. They're looking to pass the ball. Get it up front to Kirk. Kirk guarded there by Nielsen. Kirk with the basketball. The junior for Dakota Wesleyan working against Dort's freshman backup guard. Nielsen forces her to the baseline. Shot no good. Rebound, though, and a putback for Wesleyan. And Sidnaya Dunn. Dunn with a putback, and the defenders surrender yet another offensive rebound. That has been the bugaboo for the defenders so far in this contest. Offensive rebounds and turnovers. We've got a timeout on the floor. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88-5. Dort brings it back the other way, leading by four. Dort up 48-44 with a basketball. Left side pass goes over to Nielsen. Nielsen gives it up front to Feenstra. Feenstra with the basketball, 12 to shoot. Beckman, Beckman into the corner. Nielsen. Nielsen feeds it down low for Gustafson. Gustafson, double team, flips it up, and it won't go down, but she is fouled on the play. And she'll go to the free throw line to try and get the goose egg off of the board. Carly Gustafson averaging 10.1 points per game. She has been held in check, though, here today. She has not been able to get many shot attempts, for that matter. First free throw on the way for Carly. Line drive off of the rim and down. Makes the first one. Does the sophomore from Ethan, South Dakota. She's got another one on the way, trying to make it a six-point Dort lead. Dort leading by five, 49-44. This one's going to be too strong, no good. 49-44, defenders by five. Now you want to stop if you're Dort. 2:30 remaining here in the third period. Kirk with the basketball out front. Kirk will back it out, sets things up from the volleyball line. She has it on the right side. Backdoor cut for Reiner. Reiner, layup good. Maddie Reiner with 11. Dort trails 49, leads 49-46. Shemileski is tied up on the play immediately. Jump ball, alternating possession. It'll be Dort basketball. So it'll be Dort basketball on the held ball with 23 seconds on the shot clock. Nielsen will throw it in for the defenders. Nielsen gets the ball inbounded to Beckman. Beckman with a basketball. Beckman passes it. Left corner, Verbeek. Verbeek with it out front. 2 minutes to go in the period. Back it goes Nielsen. Nielsen fires it to Verbeek. Verbeek with it, 10 to shoot. Now Beckman. Beckman with a basketball, hounded there by Pitch. Beckman penetrating, and she forces the issue. And she's going to be called for traveling. Travel violation whistled against Bailey Beckman. And it will be Dakota Wesleyan basketball. Bailey Beckman turns it over, and Wesleyan gets the ball back. Bill Harmson not happy with that call. Pitch with it out front. Pitch goes over to Austis. Austis three, no good. Rebound taken away by Verbeek. Verbeek with the basketball. Verbeek brings it up the floor, hands it off to Beckman. Beckman gives it up left side over to Verbeek. Verbeek feeds it down low. Feenstra. Feenstra. Shot no good, but there for the rebound and the putback is Tetzloff, and Tetzloff is fouled on the play. Bailey Tetzloff is fouled on the play. And that foul goes on Reiner. And for Maddie Reiner, that's number one on her. Tetzloff to shoot two, trying to extend the three-point lead. First one for Bailey is up and through. 6 points for Tetzloff. Another one on the way for the senior from Brookings. This one's up and good. So Tetzloff makes them both. It's 51-46. 1:17 remaining, third period. Dort with a five-point lead. Wesleyan with the basketball, Kirk. Kirk goes right side, Gottlob. Gottlob gives it up to Pitch. Pitch for the basketball, and what do we have? Foul called away from the ball. And that foul is going to go against Jordan Winterfeld, away from the ball. That's foul number two against Wesley, against Dort in this quarter. Wesley into inbound the basketball, 20 seconds on the shot clock. And they throw it in underneath to Kirk, and Kirk gets a wide open bucket. She's got a dozen. Dort trails, leads 51-48. Wesleyan is down by three. They show zone. With it on the right side is Beckman. Beckman with the ball, brings it back out to the point. Winterfeld. Winterfeld in between the circles. She goes left side over to Verbeek. Verbeek feeds it left elbow. Tetzloff into the corner. Winterfeld, three ball on the way. Yes. 3-point basket for Winterfeld. She's got six. 41 seconds left in the period. Dort matches their biggest lead at 54-48. Now let's see if they can get a stop with a basketball. Left side is Kirk. Kirk looking for the post up. Wesleyan posting up. High post and low post. With it back on, it's Kirk. 10 to shoot. That ball deflected off of the official. Shot no good. And a rebound. Who's that going to go against? Is it going to go on the rebound? It will. Foul called against Natalie Gottlob. That's her second. And Dort will shoot free throws. So Verbeek will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Ashton Verbeek shooting two. Dort with an opportunity to extend the lead. There's 18 seconds left in the third period. First free throw by Verbeek, no good. She's basically a 2 out of 3 proposition when she shoots free throws. Misses the first one, makes the second. Verbeek now with 9. And the defenders have their biggest lead of the ball game, 55-48. Nobody in foul trouble for the defenders. Jordan Winterfeld playing with 2 right now on the floor. Dort shows pressure. Wesleyan with the basketball in the backcourt. Comes back across the timeline. Austis, 11 to shoot. Now 10. With it out front, Kirk. Ball taken away by Beckman. 6 seconds remaining in the quarter. Beckman will drive in against Pitch. Lays it up, no good, but she is fouled on the play. And Bailey Beckman with a steal. Took it hard to the basket, and Hayden Pitch is whistled for her third personal foul, and free throws on the way for Bailey Beckman. Beckman with 7 points. First free throw off the mark, no good. Beckman an 82% free throw shooter, 2 for 3 now. And she's got another one on the way. 2.2 seconds left to go in the quarter. Dort leading by 7 and now 8. Beckman makes 1 out of 2. She's got 8 points. Dort leads 56-48. Wesleyan in the backcourt, unable to work it up to midcourt, and that's the end of the period. Our score, Dort 56, Dakota Wesleyan 48. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We'll be back with a fourth quarter of play right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR885.com. The defenders leading 56-48 as we head to the fourth quarter. Foul trouble. Wesleyan has a couple of players with 3 fouls each. They are Pitch and Campbell. For Dort, Erica Feenstra and Jordan Winterfeld have 2 fouls apiece, so really no one in any sort of serious foul trouble at this juncture. Dort able to extend an 8-point lead. Let's see if they can finish this one off. 9:50 and counting. Wesleyan had the possession arrow as the fourth quarter begins. Pass over the top. Verbeek plays it nicely. Tips it out of bounds as they tried to pass over the top on the post entry pass. And now Wesleyan will inbound left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Throwing the ball in will be Wesleyan's Hayden Pitch. Pitch throws it into the corner, 12 to shoot. Austis into the corner, Kirk. Kirk, three, corner, no good. Rebound cleared by Verbeek. Verbeek with the basketball. Verbeek ahead of Packett goes Beckman. Beckman stops on the wing. Reversal. Verbeek. Verbeek thought about stepping into the three. Nothing there. Now comes back out front Tetzloff. Tetzloff jumper in the lane. Got it. 2-point basket. Bailey Tetzloff. She's got eight. And the defender lead is 58-48. Jordan Winterfeld is 58-48. Winterfeld called for a foul as it looked like she was going to get the steal away. 9:17 remaining. Dort with a 10-point lead, and Kaylee Kirk has it. So that's foul number three on Winterfeld. They feed it into Campbell. Campbell, jumper, no good. Rebound taken away by Beckman. Beckman with a basketball. Well, it looks like it's taken about two quarters and another half or so of a quarter for Dort to start playing with a little bit of fire and intensity, but they've finally gotten there. Pass goes left side. It goes to Winterfeld. Winterfeld with the basketball. Winterfeld gives it up. Beckman. Beckman with the basketball. Beckman splits the defense. Puts it up in traffic. Shot no good, but the rebound goes out of bounds. It'll be Dort basketball. Dort with the basketball. They'll throw it in left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Throwing the ball in will be Beckman. Let's see if the defenders can extend this past 10. Haley Mork checks into the ball game. Austis checks out. Austis gives way. Here's Verbeek, 18 to shoot. Picks up her dribble. Elbow jumper. Count the hoop, and she is fouled. Ashton Verbeek fouled in the act of shooting. Gets the 15-footer to drop through from the left-hand side. And she is fouled on the play by Maddie Reiner. That's foul number two on Reiner. And Dakota Wesleyan wants a timeout. Timeout on the floor. Charge to Dakota Wesleyan. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Dort by 12. An opportunity to extend the lead with a three-point play. And Ashton Verbeek drops that one through to the bottom of the well. And the defenders lead it 61-48. Dort has scored five unanswered to start the fourth quarter. 90 seconds into the fourth period. Pass goes left side. With it is Campbell. Campbell, shot no good. Rebound tipped and controlled by the defenders. And Tetzloff. Tetzloff picks up her dribble in the backcourt. Gets it ahead to Verbeek. Verbeek takes it across the timeline. Ashton with a basketball. Ashton feeds Feenstra. Feenstra in the lane. Puts it up. And we've got a jump ball called alternating possession. It will be Dort basketball. 8:09 remaining in the fourth period. Throwing the ball in right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Here's Bailey Beckman. For the defenders, it is Beckman, Feenstra, Tetzloff, Verbeek, and Winterfeld. Ball's inbounded to Tetzloff. Tetzloff had the bucket to start the fourth quarter. Left side pass goes to Beckman. Beckman down to the baseline, and Beckman is held on the play by Kaylee Kirk. Kirk whistled for foul number two. Dort will inbound the basketball left side of the lane as we face the hoop. 8:02 remaining in regulation. Throwing the ball in, they get it into Feenstra, deep left corner. Comes back to Verbeek, 18 to shoot. Verbeek comes back outside to Winterfeld. Winterfeld with the basketball. Ashton in the left wing. Ashton down to the corner. Spins. Kick out pass Beckman, 7 to shoot. Comes back, Verbeek. Verbeek, 3, missed it, no good. Rebound Tetzloff. Tetzloff with it, and Tetzloff is going to be called for a shot clock violation. She did not realize that the clock had wound down as far as it had, and got a process in that the shot from the perimeter did not hit the rim, so there was no reset, and the defenders turn it over on the shot clock violation. Austis will inbound the basketball. Austis will throw it in with the length of the floor in front of her. Riley Van Halsen is in the game for the defenders. In the backcourt is Kirk. Dort works for a trap. They get it away to Austis. Austis across the timeline to Reiner. Reiner driving in. And we've got a foul called on the play against the defenders. That foul called against the defenders and number 22, Maya Shemileski. Foul came before the shot. So 7:31 remaining. Dort with a 13-point lead. And they get the ball inbounded. It's taken away by Winterfeld. Winterfeld throws it ahead to Backman. Backman tries to feed it across the lane. Shemileski. Shemileski to Van Holzen as Shemileski comes to a sliding stop in front of the Dort bench. Winterfeld looking down low. Winterfeld steps through the pressure. And a timeout on the floor charged to the defenders. 12 seconds on the shot clock. 7-11 on the game clock. It's a 13-point Dort lead. They've held Wesleyan scoreless for the first 2:49 of this period. And we've got a timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR 88.5. Back with more in a moment. Dort inbounding the basketball. This is Maya Shemileski throwing it in for the defenders in front of the Dort bench, right in front of assistant coach Jamie Burnback. Pass comes in, left side. They get it over on the wing. To Backman. Backman with the basketball. Backman's going to have to create something, and they come with a hard trap. And a foul on the play is called against Wesleyan and Sydney Dunn. So foul on the play called against Dunn. It'll be Dort basketball. Throwing it in, Shemileski. Shemileski gets it into Winterfeld. 7 minutes remaining in the quarter. That's in the game, actually. Right side pass, Backman, and the ball goes through her legs. That was actually Tetzloff. Tetzloff unable to reel it in as the ball trickles out of bounds in front of the Dort bench. Fortunately for the defenders, while they have not scored a lot of points here in the fourth period, they've not allowed Wesleyan to score up to this point. Pass it goes ahead to Reiner. Could change here. Reiner's jumper no good. Rebound taken away by Shemileski. Shemileski to Winterfeld. Winterfeld with the basketball. Winterfeld with it across the timeline. Right side pass goes to Shemileski. Shemileski, Van Holzen. Van Holzen out front, 6:35 remaining here in the game. Left side pass goes to Backman. Backman with a basketball. Backman driving in, and Backman is fouled on the play. Wesleyan has not scored since it was 51-48. The defenders have been in control since that point. Free throws on the way for Backman. Backman with 8 points so far today. First free throw on the way for Backman is up and through for the sophomore from Panora, Iowa. So Wesleyan scored with 44 seconds. No, pardon me, 106 left to play in the third period. They have been scoreless since. So they have gone nearly 5 minutes of playing time without scoring. In the meantime, Dort has gone on a 12-0 run. Backman makes both free throws. She's got 10 points, 5 of them from the free throw line. Wesleyan with it across the timeline. Gottlob, trapped. Can't pass out of it, and now a timeout on the floor called by Jason Christensen. 15-point advantage for the defenders. 6:17 left to go in the contest. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Timeout Wesleyan. Back with more in a moment. Well, a few numbers for you. Dort has outscored Wesleyan 28-12 here in the second half. Shot on the way by Mork. No good. Rebound cleared by Gustafson. Gustafson gets it ahead to Winterfeld. Winterfeld with the basketball. 6 minutes remaining in regulation. Winterfeld goes back left side over to Verbeek. Verbeek down to the baseline. Drives in. Puts it up. Shot no good. There for the rebound, though, is Feenstra. And the ball is kicked out of bounds. Last touch by the defenders. It'll be Wesleyan basketball. .553 remaining in the contest. Kaylee Kirk with the basketball. Kirk gives it up to Campbell. Campbell, left side pass. This is Enan. Enan with the basketball. Enan to Mork. Mork with the basketball to Kirk. Kirk in between the circles out front. Kirk with the basketball. Kirk driving in. Puts it up. Shot blocked by Feenster. Rebound taken away by Gustafson. Dort going with a bigger lineup here. You've got the three posts. Gustafson, Verbeek, and Feenster on the floor together. With the basketball is Verbeek. Verbeek to Winterfeld. Winterfeld with the ball. Left side pass, Gustafson. Gustafson driving in. Puts it up, and we've got a charging foul called on Carly Gustafson. Gustafson whistled for the personal foul. That's foul number one on Carly. Been tough work today for Carly for whatever reason. And bringing the basketball into the front court is Kaylee Kirk. Kirk with the basketball. Left side it goes pitch. Pitch at the free throw line. Step back 17-footer good, and that ends the drought for Wesleyan. Wesleyan with 7 points from pitch. Dort trails a lead 63-50. It's the first basket Wesleyan has scored since the 106 mark of the third period. With the basketball, left side is Verbeek directing traffic on the left wing. Lobs it down low for Feenstra. Feenstra puts it up after the head fake. Got it blocked. Rebound cleared by Austis. Austis for the basketball. They go inside. Kick out pass to Campbell. Three, no good. And the rebound is cleared by Dort's Jordan Winterfeld. Winterfeld with the basketball. And the defenders want a timeout. Timeout on the floor. Charge to Dort. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We'll be back with more from the DeWitt Gym right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Inbounding the basketball will be Bailey Tetzloff. Dort up a baker's dozen. Still a little bit of work to do, though. 20 seconds on the shot clock. Man-to-man defense applied here by Dakota Wesleyan. Left side pass, it goes to Winterfeld. Winterfeld throws it over the top, intended for Verbeek, and the ball is tapped out of bounds. Last touch by Wesley, and it'll be Dort basketball. 11 seconds on the shot clock. Dort trying to get their record above 500 overall. They stand 6-6 currently. 10 to shoot. Verbeek in traffic lost it, and it's picked up by Kirk. Kirk with the basketball. Ball deflected, controlled by Pitch. Pitch with the basketball goes right side, Austis. Austis, three, good. Ren Austis with the three-point basket, her second today. Dort leads by 10, 63-53. Left side pass with it is Verbeek. Verbeek with the basketball. Verbeek drives in, kick out, Beckman. Beckman in and out and good. Beckman's three answering. Defenders up by 13 again, 66-53. 3:29 remaining. Austis to Pitch. Pitch guarded by Beckman. Down to the baseline. Beckman holds her ground. Ball deflected out by Tetzloff. And the defenders will play defense again on the far side. So throwing the ball in will be Austis. Austis goes high post. Kick out pass, three on the way for Pitch is good. Hayden Pitch with the three-point basket, her second today. She's got 10 points. Defenders lead 66-56, 3 minutes remaining in this contest, Dort by 10. Verbeek with the basketball, three players around her. They lob it down low to her on the post-entry pass. Verbeek in traffic, her 10-footer is good. Ashton Verbeek fading away, knocks that one down, 68-56 after she had lost control of it. Left side pass is Kirk. Kirk with it on the wing. Kirk picks up her dribble. She passes left side, done. And the ball is deflected out. Last touch by the defenders. It'll be Wesleyan basketball. So Wesleyan will throw the ball in with 2:35 remaining. Shemileski will check in. Winterfeld will check out. Winterfeld checks out. She had a couple of big threes in the third period. Dort leading 68-56. Out front with it is Pitch. Pitch driving in, and she is blocked on the play, but a foul on the play called against Dakota Dort. That foul is going to go on Bailey Tetzloff. That's number two on her. And an opportunity for Wesleyan to whittle away at the lead with free throws from Hayden Pitch. Trying to make up some ground with the clock stopped. Pitch, first free throw, no good. 86% free throw shooter coming into the game. A second free throw on the way. This one is up and in and out, no good. Dortland maintains a dozen-point lead. They've led by as many as 15. Right now lead by 12. Beckman with the basketball. Beckman driving in. And a foul call against Dakota Wesleyan. That's going to go against Kaylee Kirk. Free throws on the way for Bailey Beckman. So Beckman shooting two. First one up, good. Another one on the way. Dort up near their season average points per game. They're at 69 currently. And now they're at 70, averaging 71.3 points per game. Dort leading by 14, 70-56 for Beckman. A very quiet 15 points today. With it on the right side, Pitch. Pitch lobs it down low. Shot is blocked, but a foul on the play, and it goes through. Sanaya Dunn was able to muscle it up after it got blocked. And she'll go to the free throw line for a three-point play opportunity. Dort leading 70-58, pending the free throw from the left-handed shooting sophomore from Sioux Falls. Free throw no good. Rebound taken away by Verbeek. Verbeek with the basketball. Verbeek across the timeline. Dort up by 12. 150 and counting. Ball game. With it out front, Beckman. Beckman drives in. Draws some contact. No call made. Pass goes over to Austis. Austis driving in. Austis stops. 10-footer, no good. Rebound taken away by Shemileski. Ahead it goes to Beckman. Beckman will hesitate. Hands it back over to Verbeek. Verbeek back to Beckman. Beckman with a basketball. Beckman on the left side with it. Picks up her dribble. Comes back to Feenstra. Feenstra, Verbeek. Verbeek, 12-footer. Missed it, no good. Rebound cleared by Wesleyan. Wesleyan down 12. 115 and counting. Pitch, three on the way from the wing. Missed it, no good. Rebound, Tetzloff. Tetzloff with the basketball. 105 and counting. And the defenders will work the ball up the floor. They get it across the timeline to Verbeek. And Dort will call a timeout with 1 minute remaining. 1 minute left on the clock. Dort leading 70-58. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Let's take a break and be back with more right after this. 70-58, defenders by a dozen. 1 minute remaining in regulation. 20 seconds on the shot clock. Take care of the ball, a couple of possessions, possibly knock down some free throws, and everybody goes home happy if you're a Dort fan. Winterfeld inbounds, gets it to Verbeek. Verbeek tries to dump it down low to Gustafson, but Kirk taps it away. Dort will inbound. Left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Throwing it in will be Beckman. Beckman throwing it in. Gets it in over the top to Verbeek. Fakes the handoff. And Verbeek, shot no good. Gets her own rebound back. Kick out pass back over to Beckman. The ball never hit the rim, though. 8 seconds. Now seven. Beckman, jumper in the lane. Misses, no good. And the rebound is cleared by Wesleyan. Wesleyan over the basketball. Shot is up and good. Wren Austis with the two-point basket. It's 70-60. Dort leading by 10. Winterfeld with a basketball. Winterfeld looking for someone to pass to. 20 seconds left now. Winterfeld gets it away to Gustafson. Dort by 10, and Wesleyan's going to let it play out. Dort will have to take one shot with about 3 seconds left. Verbeek to Winterfeld. Winterfeld splits the defense, puts it up, blocked, and the rebound is cleared by Wesleyan, and that's the ball game. Our final score, Dort 70, Dakota Wesleyan 60. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5. The defenders with a 10-point win today to go to 7-6 overall, 6-4 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center. Back with the Wireless World postgame wrap right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, kdcr885.com. The Dort defenders victorious tonight, 70, or I should say this afternoon, 70-60, the final, as the defenders secure their seventh win of the season, their sixth win in conference play. And the defenders, this one did not come easily, and to say this was a surprise, nope, not a surprise, because you anticipated Dakota Wesleyan, a team that is playing well, was going to continue doing so. And the defenders were coming off of about a 9-day, 10-day layoff, maybe a little more than that. It'll be 2 weeks ago this Saturday that they last played, but Dort able to get it done today and win it by a final of 70-60. Did it with their defense in the third and fourth quarters. They outscored Dakota Wesleyan 35-24 in the second half to turn a deficit into the advantage, the eventual 10-point advantage here this afternoon. We'll be getting to Coach Bill Harmson in just a moment. Here are the numbers. Dakota Wesleyan, 26 of 67 from the floor, 6 for 22 from the three-point line, 2 for 5 on free throws. For Dort, 20 of 55 from the floor, 9 of 20 from the three-point line, and 21 of 24 from the free throw line for an 88% day. All in all, Dort really pretty close to their season averages, other than shooting the three-pointer a little bit better than they have up to this point, right around 32% for the season. They shot it for 45%. You'll take that. Defenders also with a 46-30 rebounding edge, and they were able to shore things up in the last quarter and a half, as I don't think Dakota Wesleyan got an offensive rebound for the last 10 to 12 minutes of the contest. Coach Bill Harmson has taken a seat beside me, and Coach Harmson, I was pointing out those offensive rebounds, and for a while today it looked like, man, if this doesn't turn out the way you want it to, it'd be pretty easy to point to one stat category, but seems like your players got that figured out in the second half and translated into pretty good defensive effort in the second half and a 10-point win for your team.
Yeah, it's interesting with this team, Mike, and you've seen this team play every game this year, and it just seems like we just dip a toe in the first half, right? We just can't come out and we have a hard time imposing our will and game plan and scouting report, so that second half, I was really happy. I mean, we did a much better job of rebounding the ball. That, you know, I think we held them to three offensive rebounds or so in the second half. We changed a couple things defensively with Reiner. They caught us on a bunch of switches in the first half, and so in the second half we just locked up on her. She's a great player for a sophomore, and they missed some really key shots down the stretch. And so just really proud of how our team played, really proud of how we competed in the second half. And in the fourth quarter, I think it was a big growth point, and I'd pointed this out to our team as we had an answer, I think, every time. So every time they went and scored, we were able to come down and execute and get something good on our offensive end.
Went about 5 minutes as well from the end of the third quarter into the fourth quarter of limiting Dakota Wesleyan. I think you took a three-point lead up to 14 points or so. And obviously, I mean, state the obvious, it's a lot better to play from in front than trying to claw your way back from that kind of deficit.
Man, certainly is. And, you know, for our team to be successful, you know, I know it sounds cliche, but, man, when you can get a little breathing room, and we talked about at the start of the fourth quarter to stay away from panic, to stay away from that run, you know, of Dakota Wesleyan run. And, you know, for a while there, I saw a little change in momentum. So we called timeout and talked about it. And, you know, our kids are still learning about themselves every day. And that process will continue throughout the rest of the season.
There are times when a coach has to push from behind. There are times where it comes down to X's and O's. And sometimes you just simply got to try to bring energy and be a cheerleader. And it felt like at times today you had to be a cheerleader and just try to get the energy up, because these games, after a little bit of layoff, it takes a little bit to get going.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just got to try and be the spark for them.
Yeah. And you know, as a coach, you know, you learn about your team all the time, and you want to try and be level headed, come highs or lows or whatever. But you know, for us, we went 2-a-day practices this week, and then to come in on a rescheduled game on Old Year's Night after eating, you know, having Christmas with your family and time off, and then to come back and compete against a really good Dakota Wesleyan team. You know, we asked a lot of these kids today, and I'm just really proud of them being able to buckle down to compete. You know, it's the first time we really got after somebody with our press group today, and we've kind of shelved that a little bit. It was fun to, you know, Dakota Wesleyan was a good team to try that out against. And so everybody that participated in the game, I thought, played very hard. And did their roles really well, especially in the second half. So really proud of them. It's going to be a quick night tonight. Back at it again tomorrow on January 1, and inviting a great Midland team. I think they're fourth in league standings. Invite that great Midland team into our gym on Saturday.
Yeah, Midland will come in with a 6-4 mark in the conference. You're sitting 6-4. This is one of those critical games where it's a team right around you in the standings, and this can be the difference between second place and third place, or second place and fifth place when it all is said and done. So
there's no question. We looked at standings, kind of studied them yesterday, and, you know, I think we were in seventh. And, you know, if we take care of business here over the next few weeks, you know, we could bounce all the way up to third, you know, depending on wins and losses. And so that's just the, you know, the quality of our league once again. And you know, you're going to have to come out and compete and play hard every game.
Well, back to work tomorrow, and see you on Saturday, Coach.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mike.
That's Coach Bill Harmson. I started giving you the team stats. Let's give you the individuals now. Dort was led by Bailey Beckman's 15 points, 14 each for Ashton Verbeek and Erica Feenstra. 9 points for Bailey Tetzloff, 6 for Jordan Winterfeld, 3 for Macy Nielsen, 2 for Sienna Stamnes, 2 for Maya Shimoleski, 1 for Carly Gustafson, 4 for Riley Van Hulsen, for their total of 70 points. For Dakota Wesleyan, 12 for Kaylee Kirk, 11 for Maddie Reiner, 4 for Jada Campbell, 10 each for Wren Austis and Hayden Pitch. 6 for Natalie Gottlob. She got all of those in the first half. Sanaya Dunn, 4, 3 for Haley Mork. Maddie Reiner led Dakota Wesleyan with 8 rebounds. Jada Campbell and Kaylee Kirk had 4 rebounds each. Ashton Verbeek had 14 rebounds for the defenders. Bailey Tetzloff had 10. 5 for Maya Shimoleski and 4 for Riley Van Hulsen. 4 assists for Bailey Beckman today, 3 assists for Bailey Tetzloff, and 2 assists each for Verbeek and Nielsen. Steals, Jordan Winterfeld had 4. Dort, 18 turnovers. Dakota Wesleyan had 11. That's going to do it for our broadcast this afternoon of Dort basketball on KDCR. Once again, our final score, Dort 70, Dakota Wesleyan 60. In GPAC play, Dakota Wesleyan now 3-5 in the conference, 5-5 overall. Dort is 6-4 in the conference and 7-6 overall. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Have a good evening.